This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I think we can agree the news has been grim in the last week, and it seems a sense of hope has been particularly elusive. So we offer this. Tonight, the Buckminster Challenge Prize will be awarded in New York. Buckminster Fuller, visionary and architect, once said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." The $100,000 award tonight will go to a company called GreenWave, which has figured out how to feed the world and how to help clean up the oceans by moving food production offshore and under the surface. GreenWave's executive director, Bren Smith, used to be an old-school fisherman from Newfoundland who was oystering off New York's Long Island. But then
two storms hit. Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Sandy destroyed my farm two times in a row. So I really had to adapt and reimagine how I'm going to grow for this new era of climate change. What species do I pick and what new technologies do I use?
Mr. Smith joins us now from New Haven, Connecticut to help us get a better sense of this.
Imagine an underwater garden, right, where we have seaweeds on the surface hanging vertically down next to mussels, scallops. Below that, we have oysters. And there are literally 10,000 edible plants in the sea. We're really hoping with this new farm design to be able to rearrange the seafood plate to move bivalves and plants to the center and wild fish to the edges. But then also the species we pick are restorative. So they soak up nitrogen and carbon. They're carbon neutral. That's our idea to transform fishermen into climate farmers. So there's a whole range of benefits.
Can you do this at scale? What do you know about how big this could be?
So if you were to take a network of our farms totaling the size of Washington State, technically you could feed the world. The beauty about growing under the water is that we don't have to fight gravity. So we can build very simple structures and produce just incredible volumes. We can grow about 30 tons of just kelp in 5 months per acre, easily 250,000 shellfish per acre. The other thing I'd say is, as we were designing these, we wanted them to have very sort of shallow or small footprints. So anybody can boat over our farms, fish, swim, because everything's below the surface. And that's important because we don't want to interrupt the commons. We want to keep our oceans good, pristine, beautiful places. And so we designed our farms to really work within that vision.
When you scale up something, how do you start thinking about ways that even your system, well-intended, might somehow do damage? You sort of have to think about some of the stuff in advance.
I'll say that some of the challenges that we're concerned about is the privatization of our seas. If people are coming in, buying up thousands and thousands of acres, creating gigantic sort of Iowa pig farms or banana plantations at sea, that's just recreating the problems we've seen before. That's why our lease structures are very carefully structured. I hope the food movement, areas in government, can all get together and begin this process of ocean planning.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Is it going to taste any good, or are we going to be suffering through a food supply that's sustainable but kind of icky?
Here's a couple examples of what we cook and what is selling out in the restaurants in New York City. One of my good partners just made a kelp noodle barbecue parsnip dish with breadcrumbs. And that's just delicious, right? And we really move it out of thinking about fish and the spices that usually go with seafood, really into thinking about this as a vegetable.
Bren Smith is the executive director of GreenWave and winner of the 2015 Fuller Challenge. Mr. Smith, again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.